There's been a relative lack of orange in this year's opening rounds. In February, Syracuse University imposed a postseason ban on itself while the NCAA investigated the school for various infractions. And then on March 6th, the NCAA suspended men's head coach Jim Boeheim for 9 games, took away 12 future scholarships, and vacated 108 wins following the discovery of violations going back as far as 2001. They included extra benefits for athletes, academic misconduct, illegal booster activity, and failure to follow drug testing policy. At a press conference on Thursday, Coach Boeheim said he accepted responsibility for the conduct of everyone in the men's basketball program.
However, given the circumstance, I believe that the penalty imposed on the university as a whole, and me individually, are unduly harsh. For these reasons, I have chosen to appeal the Committee on Infractions decision.
I'm joined now by Sports Illustrated's Pete Thamel. Pete, what is the circumstance Coach Boeheim feels warrants an appeal?
He feels like, to use his word, the punishment was unduly harsh. He felt like the basketball program specifically was targeted. He even went out of his way to point out violations in the football program at Syracuse that weren't punished. The tenor of what he said was that the NCAA was kind of out to get him. And what the NCAA levied on Syracuse is harsh. It does handcuff the program for the next handful of years. And they did certainly go out of their way to single out Boeheim, and they used harsh language in the report. He, knowing no other way, is fighting back.
On Wednesday, you wrote, and I'm quoting now, "For years, Syracuse has exhibited the soullessness that is inherent with pursuing the spoils of big-time college sports. In doing so, it shrugged off NCAA investigations and persistent negative headlines as collateral damage." If that's the case, why has it taken so long for the NCAA to penalize the program?
They've been looking at this for about 8 years. NCAA investigations are interminably slow normally, and this one was particularly slow, Bill. To get caught doing as many things as Syracuse did, and certainly some of them were self-reported, but it's almost a holy trinity, Bill, of what they were caught for. So when you look at the severity of crimes and how detailed they were in catching them, it's a fairly significant case.
Boeheim also said this week that he plans to retire after 3 more seasons. Given the penalties handed down earlier this month, can he expect to have any more success with the Orange?
Yes. I mean, the beat will go on there. What it's going to do is it's going to really put an onus on the program to not make mistakes in recruiting. They'll only essentially have 10 scholarships available where most schools have 13, so it would inhibit them from taking transfers. It gives them very little wiggle room, but I don't think the results on the floor will be drastically different than we've seen for the past decade.
At Thursday's press conference, Coach Boeheim was unsentimental about his impending retirement.
No, I don't think there's any farewell. I'm not Derek Jeter. There will be no farewell tour.
But should there be a celebration, a parade throughout the campus when he does leave, given what he has accomplished?
Oh, there will be. He has helped Syracuse grow, just like Joe Paterno did at Penn State, from a regional university to a national university. I mean, there's certainly things to celebrate in Jim Boeheim's tenure.
Obviously, you've been following this story as an objective journalist. I have no doubt of that. But as a Syracuse grad yourself, what has been your personal reaction to this controversy?
I've never really had a personal tie to the athletic department at the university, Bill. I covered him when I was a student. My first job out of school was covering him, so I never really had that sort of attachment to the program. Or it's actually probably pretty much the opposite to the program. Because, you know, covering Syracuse basketball in certain times and eras, is you deserve hazard pay for it, considering the types of things that go on in the program. But I do think that the entity that came out of this looking worst was the university. I think they kind of overlooked what was pointed out, the NCAA pointed out, was done academically there to allow players to be playing.
You can find a link to Pete Thamel's SI column, "Jim Boeheim's Retirement Shows Syracuse Still Hasn't Learned," at onlyagame.org. Pete, thanks very much.
Hey, Bill, thank you.